This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. Sometimes the best ideas can come out of a simple dinner conversation. Two friends happen to be talking.
At the Cancer Gala in 2017.
That's Barbara Hoffman of the Cultural Council of Indian River County. She was talking to oncologist
Raul Story
of Florida Cancer Specialists in Vero Beach. The idea was hatched when she said,
"How about we do an art and medicine program?"
Hoffman already had the research support through her connections to the University of Florida's Arts and Medicine program. So she and Story set out to see exactly how they would integrate art into the treatment of his patients, with the goal of
improving their depression, improving their anxiety, helping with coping skills, and basically creating a safe space where the patients can express themselves and feel better. We do believe that healing should be a combination of body, mind, and soul.
Fast forward to now. They're in the third month of their pilot program. 12 artist consultants bring their creative magic to the community chemo room 3 days a week.
Patients, once they get exposed to this, you know, even their perception about their disease and the perception about the pain that they have has improved dramatically, to the point that they don't require taking narcotics or pain medications in the frequency they were taking it before.
We arrive at a Thursday morning chemo session and enter a large room with about 20 comfortable recliners attached to various machines and monitors. It's full of people receiving chemo, but the feeling is one of relaxation and peacefulness, like we're at a spa.
Hi, I'm Eric Addis.
Addis is the artist consultant assigned to this morning's session. He has composed the music we hear, which is literally setting the tone.
It creates a nice atmosphere here. It helps tone down some of the chatter and beeping and noises that are hospital noises, let's say, create a more peaceful atmosphere for people.
Using simple apps on the iPad, Addis shows patients how to create music and how to color intricately patterned circles called mandalas. They also make art using tangible materials.
Being creative puts you in that place of being in the unknown, and getting more comfortable with the unknown and having a trust in the process and a trust in the outcome, that it will be positive regardless of what it looks like, can translate to anything that you're going through in life.
Addis himself has healed from cancer twice.
I strongly believe that I'm a survivor because of my creativity. So it's not just surviving, like getting by, but how can you actually thrive?
We meet Carol, who's coloring a magnificent mandala on the iPad as she receives a treatment.
No, I was going to tell you when you sat down, yeah, not today, I'm just not in the mood. And then you got me right in the mood when you showed me this mandala.
That's great. I'm happy.
Yeah, started my day over right then with this mandala.
Thank you.
So thank you. It's really great because I think that it's healing, and so it's another kind of healing. I believe that feeling good will be reflected in my body.
Yes.
Yeah?
I believe that too.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Caregivers are also here, and they get to create as well. And the medical staff sure seems to enjoy the atmosphere too.
So if people caring have more energy and more empathy, or they're just in a more positive place, it's going to help everybody.
Soon it's time for Addis to hand the baton to guitarist Steve Erickson for the afternoon chemo session. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.